Biden visiting a grieving Uvalde. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveling to Uvalde, Texas Sunday, where an 18-year-old gunman killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school Tuesday.
They're going to be meeting with grieving families of the victims of Tuesday's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. 19 children and two teachers were killed. The scene, now the site of a growing memorial for the victims. Meantime, we're now learning that Uvalde police hosted an active shooter training scenario in March. This, as many questions remain as to why nearly 20 officers waited in a hallway outside the classroom for more than 45 minutes during the attack.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. During his commencement speech at the University of Delaware Saturday, President Biden stating that evil came to that elementary school classroom in Texas. In the wake of the Uvalde mass shooting, Congress scrambling to figure out the best ways to prevent gun violence. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss giving his view.
The answer is taking the guns off the street, and in particular, we need an assault weapon ban. It worked in 1994. It'll work again.
Democrats pushing for stricter gun regulations. Republicans calling for more funding for mental health services and school security. At a rally in Casper, Wyoming Saturday, former President Trump denouncing the state's Republican representative, Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney has helped the radical Democrat Party weaponize the national security state and law enforcement against MAGA and MAGA supporters.
Representative Cheney voted in favor of impeaching former President Trump, and she currently sits on the January 6th committee. Former President Trump throwing his support to Cheney's GOP congressional primary challenger, Harriet Hagman. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Facebook says it's removing some features that track the locations of real-time users.
As of Tuesday, Facebook is closing out nearby friends and weather alerts, saying information users shared for those features, including background location and location history, will stop being collected. By August 1st, Facebook will delete any of that data that is stored. They said in a statement that they were getting rid of these features due to low usage. However, the company also notes they will still continue to get your location information for other features. Facebook recently updated its privacy policy, they say, to make it more clear. So I read some of it. The part about information shared from and to vendors and third parties says some information shared about you includes device information, websites you visit, and purchases you make. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A mother saves her baby from a bear.
Motherly instinct took over for Samantha Martin of Redmond, Washington, when she rescued her toddler from a bear. This was no teddy bear, but the real deal. Two-year-old Juniper spied the bear snacking on birdseed outside the patio door of their home. She managed to sneak out, screamed at the animal, and began to run towards it. That's when Samantha sprang into action. She ran out between the cub and the kid and snatched her up before the child could give the intruder a hug. The whole scene was captured by a home security camera. I didn't really have a lot of thoughts at the moment, said Martin, but her actions spoke louder than words or thoughts. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A judge in Mexico orders a ban on bullfighting.
A Mexican judge issuing an injunction Friday against bullfighting in Mexico City and ordering a hearing on whether to ban the practice. That injunction prohibiting bullfights until at least June, although no bullfights are scheduled in Mexico City until July and September. A ban in Mexico City, the largest venue for the events, would be an international setback for bullfighting. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.